on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of batches of some pretty chilly air coming at us later in the week. But for today, fairly mild with a high temperature in the upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy, dry during the day, cooler tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, kind of a breezy Wednesday with a high temperature in the upper 50s. We'll be much colder by, let's say, Wednesday night with freezing temperatures expected. Then a raw day Thursday, high of barely up to about 49, but the winds will make it seem colder, and we'll be near 30 by dawn Friday morning. But how about five dry days in a row? How does that sound? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public School leaders are responding to a newly released audit showing $700,000 missing. They say that new policies and procedures are in place to keep this from happening again. Meanwhile, the Montgomery County Commission will hold a public hearing tonight on a proposed ad valorem tax increase for Montgomery Public Schools. That tax would be applied to properties in Montgomery County, but not in the city limits of Pike Road. That meeting is tonight at 5 at the Montgomery County Commission on South Lawrence Street. And a search is underway for a man wanted for attempted murder in Lowndes County. Authorities say Justin Lawrence shot a woman in the chest and stomach Friday night on Harry Road. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. We're bringing the best of PRCA cowboys and bucking stock to Montgomery. Freestyle bullfights, children's events, and entertainment for the whole family. Ticket deals for active military, a Friday night family four-pack, and learn how your children can get in free. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? So glad you asked. $60 for the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. That's what's in there. If you're a first-time caller, you can get in, put your name in twice, therefore increasing your odds of being a winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm very good, my friend, and you?
I'm a first-time caller, Dan.
Wow, Frank, give me month and day of birth.
3-1.
Well, excellent. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Montgomery. I live outside the city limits now. I'm probably about your age or a little older. I'm 74, 64.
I'm a little younger than you are.
I think my first cousin. Sir Ann Azar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm related to Sir Ann. Her mother was my dad's sister.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, like went to Lanier, graduate of Troy and Tulane University.
So, you're 70. How old?
I'll be 74.
So did you know my brother Gritz?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I do remember him.
Yeah.
I think y'all went to Cloverdale.
Yeah, we went to Cloverdale, then I went to Floyd.
I went to Floyd.
And then
what was the guy's coach? Came down to Lowndes County. I can't remember his name. Has such a good football coach there at Floyd. He was first.
Coach Sharp?
I played on Floyd's first junior high football team.
Wow.
Yeah,
you had a great class at Lanier if you're in my brother's class.
Yeah.
Mickey Griffin, Barry Harmon, my brother.
Right.
Whole group of people. Great group.
Had real good basketball teams back then.
Yeah. And football.
Football came along right after that. I think they won a state championship too.
Yeah, you had Flowers during that time.
Who? Richmond? Yeah.
Richmond Flowers.
The old Richmond real well. My son was married to his cousin at one point.
The old proverbial small world there.
It is. It is. How are you been, Dan?
I've been doing outstanding. Loving life.
Right. Well, listen, I enjoy listening to y'all. I like some of the controversy from time to time. I know our good friend there at the city council, Mr. Charlie, and I always knew he was slick tongue, but I didn't know he was a scumbag, but that's what he's turned into.
But what do you really think? That occupation tax got you, huh?
I'm not affected by it because I live out of town, but my wife and daughter work in Montgomery, and they are affected.
Yeah, it's really a shame they're doing this to people.
I just can't believe it. I'm shocked. But I guess they got to do what they think they got to do.
Well, in the fullness of time, I think they're going to realize it was a bad mistake.
Right. By the way, I haven't been listening today. I guess, has anybody brought up the fact about Dr. John Long passing away?
They have not. Did you go to Troy?
I did. I graduated Troy, but met my wife there.
He was an outstanding band leader.
Yeah, she was a majorette when I went, and I carried the American flag so I could chase her in the band.
There you go.
And John Long was a unique man. He was really... very special guy.
He really was, and he was so good at what he did that what he would do is he would do speeches like a coach would do a speech talk about their philosophy and things like that, which is how I first met him.
Right.
And he was powerful, to say the least. And his viewpoint of kids and how to teach and how to lead, it was outstanding.
Well, my senior year, he was we were getting ready for homecoming, and he was on top of the hill looking at the formations of the band on a Friday afternoon and fell off the hill there at Troy and broke both of his arms.
Oh, my goodness.
And ended up leading the band the next day.
Oh, wow. That sounded like him.
That is. It's amazing. Well, listen, I'm glad I got in and talked to you, and I'll be listening Friday to see if I happen to win that drawing.
There you go. What time is that going to be?
It's at 2:30 to 2:45, right?
Outstanding. Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I have, a couple times.
It is a great place.
It is. It really
well, as in the words of Milton McGregor, I hope you can be a winner, too.
Thank you,
my friend. Enjoy talking to you. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Tuesday.
Good Tuesday.
How are you?
I'm great today. No rain, man. There's this round, bright thing in the sky.
It cleared up because it was overcast when I came in?
Yeah, it's a little bit, but it was, no rain is great. I think we got several days without rain here coming up, so I'll take the cold. Dan, I know you're an expert on Corona.
I am.
So is this situation... I know it's a dire situation. Is it being blown out of proportion by the media or what? You know, I watched Tucker last night. He spent 30-something minutes of his show on this subject, and he acted like it was going to be the end of the world, the end of the presidency, and everything else. You know, he said it's possible they could destroy Trump's presidency and everything.
Yeah, I heard that, and I don't agree with that, but... I tell you what it is the uncertainty is what really works against these things, is that the uncertainty of anything medical, financial, shakes the markets the way it's shaking right now. And I mean, it is really shaking the market. It was down at one point, another 940 points. It's come back a little bit, but not a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it, but you know, We went through this with several times in my lifetime. The last one was kind of this Ebola thing was kind of a weird situation. That kind of just faded away and nobody really said anything about it. But I know this is happening. The worst places, you know, of course, is China where it started, but it's these countries that are poor and they don't have the resources that we have, but you know, so far this year in our flu season this year has killed 14,000 people. So you know, you don't hear anything about that. That's just something that happens every year. Probably I don't know how many people die every year from the flu in this country.
Well, we have lost zero people to the coronavirus, and
yeah.
I tell you, the thing to be concerned about is all the cases that showed up in South Korea, and then our relationship as a city to South Korea is going to be important.
They need to. And then some people are worried about it coming over and maybe in South America, Central America, Mexico.
Yeah, if it gets in some of these countries that are the proverbial third world, and it's... because they don't have the medical resources we do. And what you saw was going on in Italy, that's disturbing. I mean, there was a line ready for this, 3 miles long to get a mask.
It's you know, something to be concerned about. The conspiracy people are having a field day that this was actually started on purpose. Or it escaped from a lab in China, you know, you don't know.
Yeah, Wuhan lab. Yeah, there's a biology lab there that specializes in this type of thing, and Tom Cotton is all over that.
Yeah. But it's just concerning. I just was I don't know if you can overreact to it, but
absolutely, you can overreact. You know, panic is one of the things that always resets things, and that's why stock markets go up and down, particularly down, is in panic. You have panic buying, but you have panic selling also. This, and it looks like we may be what we call capitulation here in the marketplace. It may have hit a bottom about 35 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But we'll see in the fullness of town. And what it's going to do is it's going to go test that bottom again. So it should make a gigantic W.
Yeah.
But it'll test that bottom. And if it holds that bottom, then, everything may be okay.
Yeah, it'll be. But people just need to realize that this country, the resources we have in our medical system, this country, how great it is, it's not gonna go anywhere in this country at all. I mean, it's not gonna happen unless Bernie was in charge. Now, if we had Bernie's thing, we'd be in deep trouble.
Well, one problem that we've got, China's got this like tenfold, and that is they are on top of each other in China. I've been to China.
Yeah.
I'm shocked when I would go someplace and you would see this mass of people on bicycles. And it was really weird. And I'm sure you've been to New York City and some of these. We don't understand what a mass population is like. If something gets cut loose in San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, a place like that where you're on top of each other, that's not going to be good for our country.
Yeah, that's true. Well, just hope this thing plays out and they get it under control. That's all you can do.
There you go. The fact that we have not lost anybody, that is huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I think somebody might die tonight, at least their political career.
Well, we'll be watching tonight and see what happens. I bet Corona comes up tonight.
Yeah,
and what will happen will be Corona, and what has Trump done wrong today about Corona?
That Schumer is such a scumbag. You know, what are they going to do now if this thing gets going? I said, are they going to impeach Trump for allowing it?
Let me tell you, it's blame Trump, blame Trump, blame Trump. What has Trump done wrong today?
He's done a lot of good stuff. So, anyways, we'll be watching tonight. Break out the popcorn and kick back.
There you go. Thanks for the telephone call.
Have a good
Appreciate
one.
It. Captain John Mike coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Pawed Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Excuse me. Okay, boys and girls, heading down to the bottom of the hour, the last hour of the Dan Morris Show. Want to get your shots in? Well, you better call 272-9228. Mike, Dead Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, sir. Listen, did MPS do anything or bring any charges against all those principals and assistant principals and junior ROTC instructors and all those people that absconded with that money? Have you heard?
I haven't heard what the punishment is going to be for it. I think that's still in discussion.
I know one of them, I think it's the guy who ran the junior ROTC program, he already pled guilty, and it's through the process. Like, it's already been filed and everything.
Okay, well.
Was it going through a legal process or was it going through arbitration?
He pled guilty, the AG's office announced, and he had a 24-month sentence, 12 months on probation, and payback restitution. The other ones I've
known. So he's actually going to spend 12 months in the pokey?
That sounds like it. Another one was kind of a principal who, I think it was for Carver High School. They needed $15,000 for championship rings. They were able to raise $13,000, so he made up the difference with $2,000 of funds, and he paid that back. I don't think anything more is going to be done to him. The one that's big is, I believe the name's Walter James. He's the one who set up these fictitious vendor accounts, and it all funneled back to him, $300,000 of the $700,000.
He's going to go to jail.
Yes.
Yeah, the only guy that I thought was deserved anything of no punishment was that guy that made up the difference in the rings.
Yeah.
Because there's probably that to me is a no biggie. They can earn that and nothing. So, and I don't know why they couldn't use it anyway, but it's unfortunate they did all those kinds of things, and it just goes to prove that, you know, you put crooks in, that's where they go.
Well, what happens is you get inside, and Lewis Washington was part of this in the downtown office, and people were telling me all about this, and he did some really bad things, and he quit before they really did anything to him. But you get in there, and you're in charge, and you're in control, and you have your hands on the lever, and you don't think anybody's watching. And nobody would have been watching to the point that they did the audit, and then that's when they got caught. And so when they weren't doing audits, they could get away with it. And I think there's a whole bunch of stuff they didn't get here.
Oh, you know there is. So, okay. Well, see, and that only went up through 18 anyway. So it'll be interesting if they find anything in 19 and do that audit. So, all right, well, I'll let you go. Sure, great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, to be honest with you, one of the reasons I haven't sorted through this is there's some other stuff that I understand it's going on in the central office that I've been kind of holding off. I don't want the stories to step on each other. I thought it would have actually come out by now, but we will see in the fullness of time, as we say. Captain John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are y'all?
I'm great, Captain John. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I just kind of wanted to chime in on the coronavirus.
Please.
It's been a topic here listening in. You know, I think one thing possibly, you know, if it is becoming as serious as they think, the administration could start issuing warnings about travel to certain countries or actually restricting it, because, you know, all the Americans, as is the case now with the ones that got it on the cruise ship, they're coming back home. So that might be a possibility. But I wanted to point something out. I looked it up on the U.S. Center for Disease Control, which is our organization here in the United States. As of January 18th, last month, in 2020, of influenza alone, there were 15 million cases. Of those 15 million cases, 140,000 people were hospitalized. And out of those hospitalizations, 8,200 American citizens died as of last month of influenza. And nobody's really panicking about that. Haven't heard one word about that.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, and that is the influenza and flu B is something that's known to us. And so we kind of know what to expect with it. We know how to deal with it. And that happens because people don't get proactive about their health care, in which I always say you're in charge, you're in control, and you're responsible for your own health care. And what happens if you have a, you know, coronavirus, you've got something you don't know, you know, how quickly can it be transferred, and the people-to-people incident, and what's, you know, out of every 100 cases you get, what percentage of people are dying? If you're in China, that's a pretty large percentage. The South Korea thing, that's a big deal. If those 832 cases that just popped up in one day, if all of a sudden we see 80 of those die, that's a high incident rate.
Absolutely. I feel they should step up their efforts. It's, you know, because it will affect the economy, including here.
That's why the stock market is doing what it's doing. It's down another 834 points. Yeah. It's trying to make a double bottom here as we speak. But, this has so – the Asian theater is so big into doing business face-to-face. Like when Korea was looking at bringing Hyundai here – every bit of it was face-to-face. They would show up here. They'd be meeting. They would go through all the, you know, all the deals and everything. Everything is face-to-face. They want you to go there. They want to come here. And if you can't go there or you don't want to go there, that starts changing business. That changes business in China, changes business in South Korea. Lord be, if we get into Tokyo, I mean, talk about being on top of each other in a very fluid society. Tokyo fits that bill perfectly.
Right. I feel we'll get on top of it
I think we will, too. I think we're doing a great job so far, actually.
And the world, actually, will get on top of it quickly because they're realizing how it can, well, not, you know, of course, the human lives are irreplaceable, but the economy, they'll have to deal with it quickly, and they will.
Well, the problem is that they're kind of, and this is what they believe happened. I get a briefing from Ameriprise every day, the last 3 days, Friday, yesterday, and today. We've had a corona report. And the difficulty is balancing medical safety and business together. And that's what they're concerned about. What China did is China put business over safety, and they let this thing get away from them because they didn't want to alert people and have people shut them down. So
that's no surprise.
That's where the problem is.
well, thank you so much for your time. I just want to chime in.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Okay. Enjoy the conversation. Very good information. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day. Like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House asking Congress for $2.5 billion in emergency funding to fight the coronavirus. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the administration got caught flat-footed. The
Trump administration has shown towering and dangerous incompetence when it comes to the coronavirus.
More than 80,000 people infected worldwide.
Not counting U.S. citizens infected overseas and flown back for quarantine, there have been only 14 domestic cases, of which only two were caused by domestic spread.
Fox's Eben Brown. Democrats debating in South Carolina tonight ahead of Saturday's primary.
The latest South Carolina poll from Public Policy Polling has former Vice President Joe Biden leading by 15%. A new NBC Marist poll also shows the former VP leading in this state, but narrowly.
Fox's Ellison Barber in Charleston. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
hi, everybody. We have a couple of batches of some pretty chilly air coming at us later in the week. But for today, fairly mild with a high temperature in the upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy, dry during the day. Cooler tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, kind of a breezy Wednesday with a high temperature in the upper 50s. Will be much colder by, let's say, Wednesday night with freezing temperatures expected. Then a raw day Thursday, high of barely up to about 49. But the winds will make it seem colder, and we'll be near 30 by dawn Friday morning. But how about five dry days in a row? How does that sound? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272922A, that's where we are. Let me look at the cuts here, see what we need to pick up here. Let's tear through some of this stuff here, because there was important information that we landed last night. Laura Ingraham had Devin Nunes and a former CIA officer talking, and this is Nunes talking about downsizing the intel insiders. And listen to what he says about Flynn.
Joining me now is Brian Dean Wright, former CIA officer, and Congressman Devin Nunes, ranking member of the House Intel Committee. Congressman, why is all of this happening now, and why the freakout among the Never Trumpers and the left?
Well, I can tell you when it was supposed to start. It was supposed to start when General Flynn came in as National Security Advisor. I know from my discussions with him, I served on the transition team, that he thought that the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., across all the intel agencies, was way too big, and he thought it should be shrunk down. And the DNI, where Ambassador Grinnell is going, that is a bureaucracy that was supposed to be a strategic planning arm. One of its only goals was to try to fix the process by which you get security clearances. And here we are nearly two decades later. That's the one thing they haven't fixed. And all they have done is got larger and larger and larger. So Republicans actually believe that the DNI does need to be downsized. But I do have to say, Laura, just so I'm perfectly clear, I'm not aware of any blacklists that have been created in Washington. That sounds like a fake news story of some kind. But I think the overall objective of reducing the size of these agencies is a good one. The more people we have out on the field, the much better we are.
Okay, so Flynn was going to be downsizing the intelligence community, including, you're going to hear this from the K.T. McFarland cut that we're going to do in a little bit. And so he is there for a grand total of 24 days, and he's let go. And he was a key player. And the reason, remember, they brought up the Logan Act. Mm. He was doing all this kind of stuff. They were beelining on him. They set him up. And the intelligence community did that for self-protection.
Yeah, he's been making waves ever since he became the head of the defense
intelligence agent.
And he learned valuable lessons. He was very effective on the battlefields in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he learned very quickly how useless the intelligence bureaucracy out of D.C. was. He learned that these guys don't help, but even worse, they often get us in trouble where we don't need trouble.
Well, and what they do is they'll jimmy information, and they, because they want an outcome, they'll create bogus intel.
Yes.
So you'll go do what they know the way you're going to react. They give you disinformation, so you go attack the Taliban because they want you to attack the Taliban.
Right.
Okay, so here's a CIA former officer, and he's going to be talking about purging of the agency.
I just love this idea that the president should actively, recruit people who work against his agenda and have them populate his administration. This is crazy town stuff. I mean, the idea that you would have people who are burrowed in to work against your administration's priorities is lunacy. No one would put up with that. Brian, Remember that big media bombshell and the alleged Russia collusion last week? Well, now even CNN is reporting it was bogus. The senior DNI official Shelby Pearson told lawmakers on the House Intel Committee that Russia is interfering in the 2020 election with the goal of helping Trump. The intelligence doesn't say that, though, one senior national security official told CNN. A more reasonable interpretation of the intel is not that they have a preference. It's a step short of that. It's more that they understand that the president is someone they can work with, that he's a deal maker. So, Brian, how would an intel briefer who's described as someone who has a reputation of being injudicious with her words get to do a briefing such as this that set off this chain reaction?
Well, when the intelligence community sends a staffer to the Hill, apparently they're not sending us their best. So, look, we have one of two problems here with this this person. We've got somebody who's either incompetent, which isn't really reassuring, or we have somebody who is a partisan hack, which is also deeply alarming, or perhaps both. So let's look at those two pieces. You know, she was a career satellite imagery specialist. Why then DNI Coates selected her for this role in the depths of political analysis, the nuance necessary for that, I don't know. It's shocking. But yet we can't also say, can we, that she didn't have any particular political bias? Because we know that the whistleblower, of course, had political bias, multiple of them, actually. We also know that James Comey was leaking to achieve his partisan goals. So we can't say to the American people, that is the intelligence community, that there was nothing nefarious there. And to me, as a former intelligence officer, that's actually the most alarming and sad part of this story, right? Yes, it's bad what happened. But it's the fact that I can't have faith in the intelligence community.
Right.
And yet we have so many problems, so many enemies that we have to tackle and find and neutralize. And how do we do that? How does the president do that if he can't have faith that his intelligence community is on his side and on the side of the American people, instead doing what they want to do for their own personal partisan agenda?
Okay, so this next cut is something I shared with you guys about a month ago. And Nunes is going to be talking about making a recommendation of investigation into the investigators on the Mueller team. That's Weissman. That's all of these folks. That there were some dirty cops, is using the term of Donald Trump in this thing. Listen in.
To hire more people like Shelby Pearson to give really bad briefings that set off this chain reaction. That's what he's supposed to do, Congressman Nunes. Congressman, breaking tonight, this is about you. House Republicans considering criminal referrals against Mueller prosecutors. You're looking into those 302s, those infamous 302s, how this whole deal started. What can you tell us tonight? Because people want accountability here.
So slowly but surely, some of the reports are being declassified. So about a few weeks ago, I actually mentioned this on a couple of the shows, that we were going through those reports and then beginning to match them up to the Mueller indictments and the Mueller recommendations for prosecutions. And one of the things that we found, and Lee Smith has done some great reporting on this, and he has a story out today on it, is that remember the whole story that Papadopoulos needed to be really treated badly and sentenced to some time because he really stopped the FBI from being able to find Joseph Mifsud? Remember all that? Well, it ends up that's not true. That's not what the 302s say. The 302s actually say that Papadopoulos was actually trying to help the FBI, and they're the ones who said that Mifsud was going to be in the United States. And so if the lawyers that wrote that to the court and to the recommendation to the court, they need to be held accountable. So we're scrubbing through all of these 302s, and we will be making some type of criminal referral. Perhaps Attorney General Barr is appointed and a U.S. attorney out of Missouri. We'll see exactly what that U.S. attorney is looking at. But it's not okay to lie to a federal judge, especially about something so serious as somebody who's going to be indicted to serve prison time.
Okay, so they are investigating the investigators. And did they jimmy the system? And this is Durham. Remember, I told you, Durham was actually interviewing some of the Mueller team. And now they've declassified this. So Nunes has got wind of this thing and is asking for investigation into them. Well, they are actually already, but this just shines light on it. K.T. McFarland, who worked with Michael Flynn, has written a book. I heard her talk, and I've had this clip for now. This is the second day I've had it. It's going to be stop and go. She's going to talk about what happened to her with her involvement at the FBI. Remember now, she is Michael Flynn's right-hand lady here. Listen in.
She was one of the first to have a seat at President Trump's table, serving as his deputy national security advisor. Then it went south. Now KT McFarland is speaking out about the rise of Trump and those working to cripple his administration in her brand new book out on Tuesday, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, the president names you, you're back in government for a while, you're thinking to yourself, this is going to be fantastic, and then what happened?
First of all, it was pretty chaotic, and it was meant to be chaotic, because Trump did not want the same old people doing the same old mistaken policies. It was part of a revolution. He wanted to change American economic policy, foreign policy, and the rest. So that part of it was great, but it was chaotic, and there were a lot of mistakes made.
What was the vision for you?
The vision for me was finally, I, as a traditional conservative Republican foreign policy expert who had for years believed in the sort of globalism and elitism, Trump was the vision that says, no, that hasn't worked, and it hasn't worked for a lot of reasons. We were wrong on China. We were wrong on the Middle East. We were wrong on economic policy. We were wrong on the Libya policy. And so Trump presented something different, which I loved. Because I thought, here's somebody, finally, who admits that we ought to get out of the Middle East. We need to be energy independent. We need to stand up to China. We need to fix the American economy. And Trump was the guy to do it. So I was all in, and that was a terrific place to be. And Trump has done all of those things.
Okay, so she kind of set up that she was right there. She's part of the transition. She was one of the first people that were hired. Michael Flynn was said he was going to be NSA. He hired her and goes in. And the Trump people don't really know what's going on. You can find out from this next clip. Let me go to a break so I can play this in order. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eat at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. Hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch? It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth. Go out to Eta at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, getting ready for the debate tonight. Super Tuesday, 1 week from today. Think we're going to be busy? Folks, if you're like most people, your home is probably one of the largest assets you have that you actually can get your hands on the money from it versus a 401k IRA account where you get taxed like crazy. Well, I've got two people with Wallace and Moody Real Estate, Paul and Christy Mello. They make things happen. They'll come out. It doesn't cost you a thing. They can look at your house, give you a feel for what they think it needs to be on the market for. They'll do extensive research to see what they feel the market will stand for. They will also make recommendations on what you should maybe do to get the house a little more sellable so you can get the right price for your home. They'll do great marketing once you've listed with them, and they will try to move that property as fast as possible. You're coming into the home purchasing time period. From the spring through the summer into Labor Day is it. So you need to talk to them now so they can start working for you. How do you get hold of them? Paul and Christy Mello at 399-7648, 399-7648. They did one home that they got an offer above their asking price in one day. Not saying that's going to happen for you, but I'm saying they have made that type of success the story of their real estate business. Paul and Christy Mello. Skip Zillow, call Mello at 399-7648, 399-7648. Not going to cost you a thing. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Let's stay with KT McFarland here. She can get more in depth of what it was like in the opening days within the Trump operation.
He asked, but for KT McFarland, you get caught up in the Mueller investigation. And they talk to you for over 20 hours because they are convinced or they're searching to find out the Russian connection that put Trump in office.
It started even before the before inauguration. So I was appointed by President Trump 2 weeks into his transition. And one of the only people who had ever worked in the White House, and I finally figured out I was the only one that even had actually been in the White House. Nobody else had even been on a White House tour, so they weren't sure what they were walking into. I had to draw on a yellow legal pad for Reince Priebus. This is how the West Wing works, and this is who reports
future chief of staff.
None of them knew, but that was okay because Trump has always been a very strong leader himself, and he's the only guy that really matters. But for me, what happened was General Flynn, who was my boss, about a week before the inauguration. I was in a cab ride coming back from a dinner with a Washington reporter who I'd known for decades, and he was thought to be very close to the intelligence community. He turned to me and he said, Michael Flynn can't be national security advisor. He doesn't have the background or the experience. Now, it was not anything unusual. Other people were saying that, but 2 days later, the Russia probe started. It kicked off, and it was a transcript of a phone call between General Flynn and the Russian ambassador.
Which was part of his job, by the way. There's nothing wrong with that. Dick Allen did the same thing, our national security advisor, and Judge Clark. It is not anything unusual. We were doing that, and we were trying to, because you had premiers dropping left and right, and we were trying to figure out what was going on with Russia, but they were doing that with Mexico. I did Reagan's first trip as president-elect out of country, and it was to Mexico, where we met with Lopez Portilla. Let's continue on with KT McFarland. You're going to realize the pressure she was under.
And they're convinced that you were the link. You were the one that established this connection between Russia and Trump, and a connection that never was there. But for 2 years, your life went on hold. You had to pay lawyers.
What the hell? They showed up. The FBI showed up at my house unannounced. I was all by myself. They come in, and I said, do I need a lawyer for anything? I've never met with any Russians. I've never dealt with any Russians. Well, we can't tell you not to get a lawyer, but we just want a little bit of information. We want you to help us with this probe. So I naively went along with it. The whole time they were setting me up for a perjury trap because, Brian, they seized all of my files, my documents, text messages, cell phones from the period that I was in government. They had control of them. They wouldn't let me have control.
What did they find in KT McFarland's background?
They found nothing, and that was, I think, the thing. They thought that they could pressure me to say, well, I lied in one of my early talks with you guys when I didn't have access to my information. You must have lied. There was one point when they said, we're looking at your transcripts and your cell phones and your phone log, and we see that there's a 90-minute period in Mar-a-Lago when you don't text or email or have any other communications. Is that when you were meeting with Trump to get the marching orders? And I looked at it and I said, No, that was actually when I was having lunch with my husband, and I put my cell phone away. Look, I was headed, they had absolutely targeted me for a perjury crime or to link Trump, and until I got the best lawyer in the country to come along with me, they really thought.
That should be very disturbing to you. It just goes back to, this is nothing but a damn setup. It was instigated, it was put together, it was orchestrated. I mean, this is disturbing. There's no reason for K.T. McFarland to lie.
Right.
I believe her completely. And that's why the other part of this story, Nunes talking about the investigation into the investigators on the Mueller team. And watch what's going to happen. They're going to scream, you're impugning Mueller's integrity by doing this.
Good. I hope they scream louder.
Let's listen to the last part of this.
So not only are you giving up private sector money to go into the public sector to serve, then you get bankrupt by an investigation that yields nothing, especially on you. And that's why you say it's not a deep state, it's an administrative state.
Yeah.
And they want no part of Trump bucking the system.
See, and so at the end of it, when my great lawyer, Robert Jaffer, finally got the Mueller people to admit that they weren't going to charge me with anything, and then they went on to investigate porn star queens and Trump's taxes. But I was so traumatized, I left the country. I mean, and I went to the remotest part of Scotland where there were no phones, no Wi-Fi, no TV, no nothing, to just make sense of it all. And with my husband, because there was a point where I had been so beaten down by the Mueller people that I turned to my lawyer and I said, what do they want me to say? We've gone on for 30 hours. There's nothing more I can give them. If would just tell me what they want me to say and I'll say it. And then my husband said, no, you can't do that. You can't lie.
Right.
You can't say that commit guilt to a crime you didn't commit. You can't imply that others did things
you didn't
know. But
they try to bankrupt you, and that's what they did to Michael Flynn.
That's exactly what they did to
Flynn. And that's why his life's been in hyperspace and hold for the last few years.
And he's not the only one. I mean, it costs you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to defend yourself.
Right.
And the government guys, they know that, so they just keep the game going.
This is so wrong on so many levels. And this is exactly what happened. They did it intentionally. That makes them bad, bad, bad people. We need to get to the bottom of this. You've got FISA reauthorization supposed to happen by March the 15th. That's right around the corner. It's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats handle this, because this was a major debacle. I hope they do an extension with caveats on it, but they don't wholesale knock it out, and they don't. I think the House may approve it and send it to the Senate. Hope the Senate's got to say, you know what, to stop it. Joey, thanks for a great show, my
good
friend.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We're going to be doing debate review. Greg Beadle the Great. Oh, I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Beadle the Great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada News Talk.